Okay, good evening. Welcome back to Malachim Aleph. We are learning Perek Gimel. Perek Beis was a big Perek because we were introduced to a new king, right? Even though we have Rehavam, who is Shlomo HaMelech's son, and he took over for Shlomo, but we have this new king Yeravam, and Yeravam is this king of the other section of Klal Yisrael. He's not the Melech Yehuda, but he's the Melech Yisrael. And we learned last week how Yeravam did some funny business. Right, he built two agalim, right? These two golden agalim, and he had two other these other temples in Basel and in Dan, and he had different kind of priests there. He was doing all sorts of strange things. We learned that he was trying to discourage the people from going to Yerushalayim because he felt that that would centralize them and around Rehavam. He didn't want that to happen. He wanted his own kingdom. With a new capital, a new everything different. So we'll see that things already begin to unravel for Yeravam here because of some of the things he's doing. You know, already HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing his displeasure with Yeravam. Okay. So Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. V'hinei Ish Elokim Bom Yehuda B'dvar Hashem El Beis El. So there's a man of God, right? This is obviously referring to a Navi. The Rashi quotes Chazal, this is Ido Hanavi. I had a friend in Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael by the name of Ido, and he said, you know, it's like, I thought it was a strange name. He said, "What do you mean? It's a Navi in Tanakh." So I wasn't familiar with it at the time, but the Chazal said that this is Ido Hanavi. He was the Ish Elokim, and he's coming from Yehuda, Bidvar Hashem, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending him as a shaliach to come to Beis El, El Beis El. Yeravam omed ala mizbeach lahaktir. Yeravam is mamish in mitten. He's literally in the middle of bringing a ketores, you know, as this Ish Elokim shows up. Now, this ketores that he's bringing, you know, although it seems from the previous perek that he didn't start out worshiping Avodah Zarah per se, but we all know that, and we mentioned this last week, when things like this happen, you start building agalim, you start building other temples with different priests. It ends up being Avodah Zarah. And that's how some of the Mefarshim understand that he was already doing Avodah Zarah. He was already, you know, being bringing a ketores to Avodah Zarah. That's what Yeravam was doing. And this Ish Elokim, this Ido HaNavi, shows up exactly at this time. Now, the Malbim points out that this was incredible hashgacha, right? The fact that he shows up, the Navi shows up exactly when Yeravam is bringing this ketores is incredible hashgacha. And perhaps, you know, the Malbim says that he come earlier. Maybe this whole story, as we're about to read, would not have worked out, but he comes exactly at that time. Yeravam is at the Mizbeach, and he comes and approaches the Mizbeach. Vayikra el HaMizbeach bidvar Hashem. He calls out al HaMizbeach. Literally, he's by the Mizbeach, and he calls out bidvar Hashem, right? He calls out the words of Hashem. Vayomer, and he directs his attention to the Mizbeach, and he says, Mizbeach, Mizbeach. Double language, mizbeach, mizbeach. So, what's the double language? Pashup Shat says the Radak. Okay, well, that's the Medrash, that's the Drash. But the Pashup Shat, the Radak says, is that's when you're calling out to someone, that's the way it's done in Tanakh. Avram, Avram, Moshe, Moshe. Right? It's always the double language whenever you're calling to someone. So here too, mizbeach, mizbeach. But Rashi and the Radak, who quotes this Medrash also. The Rashi says that we're talking about both mizbechos. We have the mizbeach in Beis El, we have the mizbeach in Dan, and it's referring to both. Mizbeach, mizbeach. Ko amar Hashem. So says Hashem. Hinei ben nolad leveis David. Yoshiyahu shemo. There's going to be a son that's born to Beis David. His name is Yoshiyahu. Vezavach olecha es kohanei habamos. He will sacrifice upon you the Mizbeach, the priests of these Bamos. He will kill the priests of these Bamos on this Mizbeach. Hamakatrim Alecha, the priests who are bringing the different Ketores on this Mizbeach. The Atmos Adam Yisrafu Alecha. And the bones of men, or the bones of man, will be burned upon you. Okay, so here we have this Nevuah, right? That there's a son. It's going to come from David, from Beis David. His name is Yoshiyahu. And he's going to basically kill all these priests that are worshiping on these mizbechos, and he's going to kill the ones that are alive, and the ones that are already dead, the ones that are already dead, as the Malbim says, their bones will be burned on the mizbeach. Okay, this is the nevuah that he says. Now, usually, it says the atzmos adam. So the Radak says usually we burn animal bones, right? We burn animal parts on the mizbeach. The carbon ola, you put the whole animal on the mizbeach and you burn it up. We don't burn chas v'shalom. We don't burn human parts on the mizbeach. But here we're saying that even it's going to be human parts, and not only that, but there's a medrash that's quoted by Rashi and quoted by the Radak that says atzmos adam is really referring to Yeravam's bones. That is, out of derech kavod for Yeravam, he didn't want to say your bones are going to burn on the mizbeach, but he said atzmos adam. But it really is referring to Yeravam's bones. That Yeravam's bones themselves will burn on this mizbeach, and that's the nevuah that he has here. Now it's interesting.
Would be there at all moving, like you said,
The Malbim says that this was all hashgacha, and the Malbim says that also this idea that here you have Yeravam was the king, right? Now normally you can't just approach the king, right? You can't just knock on the king's door and walk in. There's guards, there's an entourage, there's a whole process, and especially the king is doing an avoda. He's at the mizbeach. He's doing a ketores. He can't just like walk up and say, "Excuse me, how are you doing today?" So the fact that this navi was able to sneak in, the Malbim says this is a strange story. How do you get up in front and center by the mizbeach? There should have been guards around, preventing this guy from coming in. But this navi was able to sneak in. And that was part of the hashgacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu was arranging it that he would be able to do this and share this nevuah, share this nevuah. Now, the Malbim has a very interesting side point here. He says that when the Navi talks here, he nay ben nolad lebeis David. Sounds like it already happened. Now this didn't happen yet. Yoshiyahu wasn't born yet, right? So he's talking as if it happened. So what does that show us? Says the Malbim. It shows us that a Navi, when he gets his nevuah, he sees specific things. He knew exactly what was going to come. He knew that there would be a young man born to the base of it. His name would be Yoshiyahu. He knew all of this. And therefore, he's telling it as though it was so clear, as though it already happened. It was almost like he was recounting events that he had witnessed, because the Navi sees things so clearly. He says that this is unlike those. There are some that say that when a Navi gets Nevuah, he gets big pictures. And he doesn't get all the clear specifics, and he has big pictures in his mind. That's what he gets. That's the nevuah he gets. The Malbim says, you see, that's not the case. The Malbim, and he says, I've said this in other places, that this apparently is one of the shittos of the Malbim, that he says that the Navi gets clear, specific details and pictures, and that's clear from this statement, Hinei ben nolad, lebeis David. Okay. Pasuk Gimel, v'nasan b'yom ahu, mo feis lemor. Now, the Navi did not suffice with just his nevuah, but he also made a mo feis. What's a mo feis? Mofes is some sort of a sign. And whenever a Navi would give a Nevuah and provide a Mofes along with the Nevuah, the Mofes essentially would concretize the Nevuah and say, listen, I'm going to give you a sign, and if this sign comes true, then you'll know I'm telling the truth. This is an accurate Nevuah. So what was this Mofes? Here's the Mofes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said. Hinei HaMizbeach Nikra. This Mizbeach will split. So it'll split in half. V'nishpach HaDeshen Asher Olav, excuse me. And all the ashes that are collected on the top of the Mizbeach will spill onto the ground. Right? The Mizbeach will split and the ashes will fall and split and fall to the ground. Now the Malbim says that this is also a siman. It's not just a random Moface to prove that the Nevuah is going to come true, but it's also a siman. This Mizbeach will be destroyed. The siman, the Moface of the Mizbeach splitting, is really a sign that what you've created will be destroyed. This is not a lasting proposition here. You made these other Mizbechos, these other temples, these other priests, these other agalim, This is all going to be gone. It's all going to be destroyed. And the sign was the Mizbeach splitting. He says also the ashes spilling, the Malbim says, is also a sign. Why? Because we just finished saying in Pasuk Beis that all the Kohanim are going to be burned on the Mizbeach. What's going to happen to their ashes? Will they be zochet to Kvura? Says the Malbim, absolutely not. They're not going to be buried. The ashes will be burned and they're going to spill on the ground. Just like these ashes are going to spill on the ground, so too the ashes of the Kohanim who will be killed here will also just spill to the ground and will not be buried.
Is that why he used the double Lashon Mizbeach Mizbeach as opposed to Yerovam Yerovam, calling out a name like Avram Avram when his son was being born? Why, like, is that the reason that
Mizbeach, what do you mean? What's the reason?
Mizbeach Mizbeach, why the double Lashon the pasuk?
Right.
Instead of the name,
you're right. So again, so either it's referring to the destruction of the two mizbechos, right. I mean, it's, you know, you could ask why is he directing the nevuah to the mizbeach, directing the nevuah to the Yerovah, right? But he's directing it to the mizbeach. It's like a, I don't know, it's like a, you know, kind of deflecting it. Maybe to have it less direct, maybe it was more respectful. Could be. Now the Malbim also says here, he says, I've said this in the past, and we've seen this in the Malbim, that whenever you have a nevuah that's accompanied by a moface, especially when the moface is a supernatural moface, like this, where the mizbeach is going to split, right? That's not a natural thing to happen. So that means that it's guaranteed to happen. The nevuah is guaranteed, and the nevuah cannot be repealed, right? Whatever the nevuah is will definitely happen. And that's what the moface represents. Okay, Pasuk Dalet. Vayhi ki shmoa hamelech es dvar isho elokim asher kara al mizbeach veveisel. Now, Yerovam hears this nevuah of this isho elokim, that you would imagine that he's not very happy about this, right? It's basically telling him that, you know, everything that you've just built is about to come crumbling down, right? And you're going to be killed. So that's essentially what the nevuah was. So he's not so happy about this nevuah. So what does he do? Vayishlach Yerovam es yodo me'al ha-mizbeach lemor tifsuhu. So his hand shoots out from the mizbeach towards the Isha Elokim, as if to say, tifsuhu, get him. Right? So according to some afarshim, what's he doing? He's basically like reaching for this guy, but basically it's a signal to his men, you know, chop him, like get this guy, he's a nutshot. You know, he's coming in and he's saying all these terrible things. He's telling his guards, go get him. And his hand outstretches, according to some of the Mefarshim, that he actually outstretched out his hand to strike him. The Malbim seems to say he wanted to hit him. He wanted to hit the Isha Elokim because of this nevuah. And what happens? Vativash yodo asher shalach olav velo yocho lahashiva elav. His arm literally dries up, like his arm freezes. He stretches out his arm. You know, again, whether it's to strike him or to just signal to his men to get him, and his arm freezes. His arm freezes, dries up like, I don't know exactly what happened, but it just shriveled up, it froze like a stone, and he could not move it. He couldn't move his arm. Okay, this is what happens. Now, fascinating, the Malbim says that this was a specific punishment by the Ribbono Shel Olam out of kavod to the Navi, right? He says this was not part of the Mofes. And we'll see in a minute that Yerovam is going to ask the Navi to daven to undo this, right? Which the Navi will do. So he says it's not part of the Mofes, because the Mofes, he can't undo the Mofes. So obviously, if he's going to ask the Navi to daven to undo this, so then it's not part of the Mofes. This is a separate Onesh that out of kavod to the Navi, you don't strike a Navi, obviously. And even to signal that the Navi should be grabbed and jailed, or, you know, thrown into a dungeon somewhere, is also not b'kavodik to the Navi. So out of kavod to the Navi, he was punished, and his arm froze in place. That's number one. Now, Rashi points out a medrash that's also what's fascinating, is that what was he doing until now? He's bringing ketores. So we just said, what was the ketores? Ketores was to Avodah Zarah. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop him when he was doing that? So when he's bringing ketores to Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it be. But when it comes to a bizayon for a Navi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tolerate. So says Rashi, you see, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares more about the dignity of a tzaddik than he does of his own kavod, his own dignity. And we find this time and time again throughout Chazal. We just had it, right? We will have it. We just had it. Avraham Avinu with the three men, right? He tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, hold on. You came to visit me. Just hold on. Let me tend to these three men. What about the kavod of Hashem? Hashem says, Godol achnos tasorchim, that it's better even may kabbalas p'nei shechina. So you find time and time again, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts his honor to the side, puts his dignity to the side. And we have with the Dor HaMabul, all the things, you know, which was worse, the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga, the Dor HaMabul was worse, even though the Dor HaFlaga was going to attack Hashem, the Dor HaMabul was nevertheless worse because of Ben Adam HaChaveiro, right? Even when it came to what sealed the fate of the Dor HaMabul, what was it? It was Gezel, which is a theft, that's Ben Adam HaChaveiro. So all the things Ben Adam HaMakam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Mevater, he'll say, it's okay, you know, I understand where they're coming from, whatever. But when it comes to the dignity of a tzaddik, Bizoyan of a tzaddik, that he can't tolerate. And that's why Vativash, that's why his arm freezes in place. And what happens? Not just that Onesh, but the Moface happens. Potzakei. Bahamizbeach Nikra. Right? The Mizbeach splits right in front of everyone's eyes. Mizbeach splits open. Bahishpo Chadeshim in a Mizbeach. And all of the ashes that are on the Mizbeach spill out onto the ground. Exactly. Kamoface Asher Nosan Isho Elokim Bidvar Hashem. Exactly as the Navi said would happen, that's exactly what happens. Everybody witnesses this. Exactly what happens. Vayan Hamelech Vayomer, Pasuk Vav. So now Yeravam is a little bit beside himself. So he says, El Ishra Elokim, he turns to the Navi and he says, Talna es Pnei Hashem Elokecha. He says, please daven to Hashem. He's Palel Ba'adi. Right? Chal is like Vayechal. Right? Vayechal Moshe. It's also a language of Tefillah. He's palabadi and daven for me. The soshov yodi eloi, right? Return my arm to me. My arm is, you know, dried up and a piece of stone. Return it to me. Vayechal isho elokim es pnei Hashem, atoshov yaramelech elov vatihiki varishon. And he davens, the Navi davens, and Yeravam is miraculously healed. His arm goes back to the way it was. His arm goes back to the way it was. Okay, now. A couple of interesting things in this pasuk. Number one, why is the Melech Yeravam asking the Navi to daven for him? He could daven for himself. Yeravam's a Jewish guy, right? He could daven on his own to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal him. So says the Radak, Pashup Shad, he could have davened, but he says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you as the Shaliach, so I'm much more confident that you're going to be answered than I'm going to be answered, right? Number one, okay. Number two, says the Radak, there's a Medrash, that even though he asked the Navi to daven for him, he was still maintaining his rebellion, not just against the Melech Yehuda and Rechavam, but even against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? That he was still, even despite this, he was just punished by the Navi, and he just got a Nevuah, that his whole, everything he built was going to come crumbling down, and he sees the Mofis in front of him, he still did not yet do tshuva. He still did not yet do tshuva, and he still omeid b'merdo. He still maintains his rebellion against Hashem. And in fact, says Rashi, that's why, how does he ask the Navi to daven for him? Chalnas p'nei Hashem elokecha. Right? He's a Jewish guy. He's a from guy. What do you mean elokecha? Right? So says Rashi, elokecha, because he was still rebelling against Hashem. Not just that, but according to some, Rashi mentions this also, when the Pasuk says at the end, Vatoshov Yaramelech Elov, Vatahi Kivarishona, so again, Pashup Shat just means that his arm returned to the state that it was before. Says Rashi, it means his arm returned to what it was doing before. What was it doing? Bringing the Ketores to Avodah Zarah. So right after he got his arm back, he went back to doing his Ketores to Avodah Zarah. He didn't learn his lesson. So all of these things point to the fact that he was Omer B'merdo, that he maintained his rebellion against Hashem. And he wasn't willing to do tshuva. Now, the Malbim says an interesting thing, that the reason why he asked the Navi to do this is because even though the Navi did this moface, and even though he experienced this miraculous punishment that his arm froze, he still was skeptical about the Navi, and he said, until you can undo that which you did, until you can undo that which you did, I'm not convinced that you're legit. Okay, so apparently apparently doing it, okay, people can do different things. There's different kochos in the world, kochos tatuma, sorcery, whatever it is. There's certain things people can do, but to do it and then to undo it, that's much more difficult. That's much more difficult. And if the Navi could do that, so then Yeravam would accept him. And that's why he said, the Malbim says, that's why Yeravam asked him to heal him, not just because he wanted his arm back, but also he wanted to see, hey, let's see if he can actually do this, if he can heal me and undo the way, what happened to my arm. So then I'll believe the Navi. And also the Malbim says that he wanted to determine if he could do tshuva. He wanted to determine if he could do tshuva. Why? Because if a Navi can daven and heal me physically, then maybe the Navi can also daven and heal me spiritually. He knew that he had, issues. He knew that he needed, that he was far, and that he needed to do tshuva. But he was much more confident once the Navi shows that he can do this on a physical level, then maybe he can do it on a spiritual level as well, and then even I can do tshuva. And this actually opened, according to the Malbim, this showed him that he was able to do tshuva. Okay.
Rabbi?
One second, Aaron. What? Yes, you're right. That's a medrash that Rashi quotes. The Malbim is not working like that. The Malbim is assuming that this is something positive that he's doing, slowly. Yeah, Aaron.
Rabbi, there's something significant about splitting things, like the Ten Commandments, the Red Sea. Everything is split.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's significance. I can't explain it to you exactly. With the Ten Commandments, we don't know, the Luchos, we don't know that they're split necessarily. I don't know what it looked like in the movie, but in real life, it just says that he broke them. Now, we don't know exactly how many pieces they were in or whether it was actually split down the middle. That I can't tell you. But yeah, we do find, obviously, Kriyas Yavsuf was split. We do find things that's splitting. I don't know. Interesting. Got to think about it. Yeah?
Artful means that it uses the same term for the same word.
Right.
Korea.
Yeah.
As Achia did when he gave Yeravam his
Nebuah. About splitting the Malchus. Interesting.
So it was just a reminder that.
Okay. You heard that? So Josh is quoting the Art Scroll. I didn't see it. Josh is quoting the Art Scroll that says that it uses the word Korea because that's the same Lashon that Achia Hashiloni used when he gave the Nevuah of the Malchus splitting. So just like the Malchus splits, so here too the Mizbeach is splitting. It's a reminder to that Nevuah. Okay, very nice. Good. Okay. Pasuk Zayin. So now the Melech turns to the man of God. He turns to the Navi and he tells him, he says, listen, why don't you come to my house? We'll have something to eat. Let me give you something. And he wanted him to come home and eat with him. And again, did he want, maybe he wanted to soften the blow. Maybe he wanted to do tshuva. But he invited the Navi over to eat. Pasuk Ches, very interesting response. Vayomer Ishu Elokim el HaMelech, im titen li es chatzi veisecha, lo avo imach. Even if you give me, half of your fortune, I'm not coming to eat by you. Velo ochal lechem, velo eshtemayim b'mokom hazeh. I won't eat anything, I won't eat any bread, and I won't drink any water in this place. Now, why couldn't he join him? So there's two things, says the Malbim, that he's not allowed to do. That for some reason, and we'll discuss this a little bit more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and let's read Pasuk Tes, Ki chein siva osi bidvar Hashem leimor. He says, the way the Radak explains this, that the Malach who came to speak to me, to give me the Nevuah, told me the following, the Malach gave me very specific instructions. After you give your Nevuah, don't eat and drink anything, and don't return the same way that you came. Very strange. Okay? Very strange. Now, so these are these two Isurim that the Malach gave him. Now, why? Now, why is this? So the Radak says, this is in Pasuk Tes, the Radak says that why was he not allowed to eat and drink? So he says, because this place was basically a makam of Avodah Zarah, right? That's what they were doing here. They were doing Avodah Zarah. So for the Navi to come into this makam of Avodah Zarah to give the Nevuah was fine. That's the mitzvah. He's got to come in to give the Nevuah, but not to eat and drink. Right? You don't stick around in these kind of places. You don't stay around to eat and drink. If you want to go in, you want to go in to give the Nevuah, that's what you should do. You want to go in to warn them, to stop them from doing Avodah Zarah, that's appropriate. But to go into such a place to eat and drink, that's not appropriate. Oh, beautiful. Right? So here too, you can't go in. You know, you can go in for certain things, but not completely. Okay? Now, maybe, I don't know. I didn't see that term used, but maybe a similar type of concept. I mean, you know, he's not destroying it, but yeah. Yeah. Also interesting, the Malbim says that this halacha, that he wasn't allowed to return the same way that he came. What's that all about? So the Malbim says he doesn't even want him to remember how he got there, right? Wow. If you go one time, so okay, you go. You don't necessarily pay attention. You go and you go back. So then, oh yeah, this is the way I came. And he'll remember more, right? So you want them to go one way and come back a different way. But this way, you won't even remember how to get there. Meaning it's such a makam tuma, such a makam of Avodah Zarah. I only want you to go there to give the Nevuah. That's how he understands. Now, so the Yishua Elokim now tells the Melech, I can't come home with you. Right? You can give me half of your fortune. I can't come home. I can't eat and drink with you. I can't do anything in this place. Now, the Malbim says something interesting. He says that originally, he had traveled to Yeravam's house. Right? The Navi didn't know. Listen, the Navi knows certain things. The Navi doesn't know everything. Navi didn't know where he was. He didn't know where Yeravam was. So he first went to Yeravam's house, palace, whatever it was. And Yeravam wasn't there, right? So once Yeravam wasn't there, so then he went to Beisel. That's where the temple was, and that's where Yeravam was doing this avodah. He was doing the ketores, okay? So now he couldn't go back to Yeravam's house because that was the way he had come. He had come from Yeravam's house to Beisel. So now on his return, he had to go a different way. He couldn't go back to Yeravam's house. So that's why he tells Yeravam, I'm sorry, I can't go back to your house. Right? He wasn't able to, number one. And number two, he says, and even if you tell me, okay, we can't go, I can't go to, you know, I can't bring you back to my house. So let's eat here. He says, I can't. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu also told me I'm not allowed to eat here. I'm not allowed to eat here. So I can't go back with you to your house. You know, I certainly can't do that. And even here I can't eat and drink. Pasuk Yud. So the Navi returns. He leaves. He goes a different way than he had come, and that he had come to Beisel. Okay, now this gets interesting here. Pasuk, I mean, it was already interesting, but it gets even more interesting. Pasuk Gedalos. The Navi echad zaken yoshev beBeisel. There's one old Navi who's in Beisel. Now, interesting. You read the pasuk, you don't know this. But Rashi and all the Mefarshim point out, this was a Navi Sheker. This was not a real Navi. This was a Navi Sheker. He was a guy, he pretended to be a Navi. He made up all sorts of stuff and all sorts of stories. He was a Navi Sheker. But he was an old Navi Sheker, and he lived in Beisel. In fact, the Rashi says he was originally from Shomron. Vayovo b'no, vayesapelo eskola master asher osa isha elokim hayom v'Beisel. And that's a fascinating story. Everybody sees what happened. It's the news, Yeshiva World News. So he runs, he goes to tell his father. You won't believe what happened. A Navi came, right? Yeravam was doing a ketores in the temple. A Navi came, he told him, he did a mouth face, his arm froze, tells him the whole story. Everything that happened, and they told all the Mefarshim point out at the end of the pasuk, it's in plural, Vayisaprum Laviyam. So it sounds like originally one son came, and then all the kids come running in to tell their father, you know, Tati, you won't believe what happened. You know, they all come to explain. Now, interesting, the Radak says that this was Micha. And we know Micha, So he says this was Micha. The Micha was the Navi Sheker, and he was the one that we're talking about here. Okay, but whatever it is, he gives a couple of different options. One of them was that it's Micha. Pasuk Beis. Vayidaber aleihem avihem. So now this Navi Sheker is very intrigued by this story. So he says to his kids, Eizeh haderech halach. You know, where did he go? Vayiru vonav es haderech asher halach Yisrael Elokim asher bom Yehuda. So his kids show him, you know, this is the way he went. This is the way he went home. Now, the Malbim points out that there were only two ways to get from Yehuda to Beza. So he came one way and he went back the other. So he knew, right? This Navi Sheker knew that if he went back that way, right? You know, I'm sorry. He knew that if he came this way, it must be that he went back the other way. Right? There's only two ways to go. So if he came this way and he couldn't go back, his kids said he couldn't go back the same way. So he knew, it must be that he's on that road. Because that's the only other road that could leads back from Basel back to Yehuda. So he finds out where he's headed, and he goes to visit him. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Rabbanav, Chiv Shuli Achamor, saddle up the donkey for me, Vayach Mishulo Achamor, Vayir Kavalov, and they saddle up the donkey, and he rides the donkey, and he heads towards this Navi. Pasuk Yudal, Vayelech Acharei Ha'ish, Acharei Yisro Elokim, so he goes to follow this the Navi, Vayimtso'ehu Yoshev Tachas Ha'ela, and he finds him under a tree. He's resting under a tree. Vayomer Elov, Ha'ata Yisro Elokim Ashebasam Yehuda, are you this Navi that came from Yehuda to Basel and just had this interaction with Yeravam? Vayomerani, he says, yep, that was me. Tesvav, Vayomer Elov, Leichiti Habayisav Echol Lachem. So he says, listen, why don't you come back with me? He lives in Basel. Come back to Basel with me and let's eat bread. Okay, now, this is interesting. What's he doing? What's the Navi Sheker doing? So the Malbim says that these two Isurim that the Malach had told the Navi, you can't go back the same way you came, and you can't eat bread. You can understand each one in two ways. Okay? So let's do one at a time. You're not allowed to go back the same way. Does that mean that under no circumstances you're allowed to backtrack? Let's say, for example, let's say you forgot something on the road. Can you go back and get it? Can you go back and get it? Right? Would you say that no, you can't go back at all? It's like a low plug. You can't go back at all the same way you came. Or does it just mean that when you return from Basel to Yehuda, you have to go a different direction? Now, what's the nafkamina? You know, what's the difference between those two options? Can he go back to Basel? Right? So again, he came from Yehuda to Basel. Now he's going back from Basel to Yehuda. Then this Navi Sheker is inviting him back to Basel. So if you say this is a blanket Isser, you can't retrace your steps on this trip. So once he left Basel and he's on his way back to Yehuda, he can't go backwards. Right? Or do you say that no? It doesn't mean you can't retrace your steps. It just means when you return from Basel to Yehuda, you can't go the same way you came. But now you can go back to Basel. You can go back to Basel. Okay? Those are two options. When it comes to not eating, right? Again, two options. Do we say that he wasn't allowed to eat as long as he was there giving the nevuah, right? But once he left, he can come back and eat. Just when he was there giving the nevuah, you can't eat. Or do we say no? It means you can't eat in Basel ever. So what was this Navi Sheker doing? Says the Malbim, ingenious. The Navi Sheker was telling him, on both of these issues, really, the correct understanding is lakula. The correct understanding is to be lenient, meaning you can retrace your steps. So I know that you can't, when you're going back to Yehuda, you have to go a different way, but you come back to me to Basel. Come eat by me. And you'll tell me you're not allowed to eat? That was only when you were there. But now once you left Basel, you can come back to eat by me. So he wasn't just Tom inviting him to eat. He was telling him that these two Isurim of the Malach, these two, you're not understanding them correctly. Right, you could be lenient on both of these counts. Pasuk Tezayin, Vayomer lo uchal lo shuvitach v'lo v'itach. So again, the Navi says, no, I have to be stringent. I can't go back with you. Once I went, I can't return the same way. V'lo uchal lech v'lo eshte itach ma'im v'mochem asam. I'm not allowed to eat anything in Basel. So he was telling him, I can't do either. He was being machmir on both questions. Why? Pasuk Yudayin, ki davar elai bidvar Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me again through the Malach, lo socha lechem, lo sishte shomayim, lo soshuv laleches v'aderech Hashem alachtava. That was the Yisurim that the Malach told me. Now the Malvin points out, as only the Malvin can, that he says, if you look at Pasuk Tes, the language was tiva. He had the language of tiva, al kichein tiva osi bidvar Hashem. Here, what does it say in Pasuk Tes Zayin, sorry, Pasuk Yud Zayin? Ki davar elai bidvar Hashem. What's the difference between tiva and davar? So says the Malbin, he really wasn't 100% sure. The Navi wasn't sure himself if he should be machmir on both of these questions, or maybe the Navi Sheker was correct, and he could be lenient, and he could go back to Beisel, and he could eat by the Navi now once he's gone. He wasn't sure 100%, so he was being machmir. And that's also the Malbim says, that's why he throws in the word shom. I can't drink water there, meaning he was saying there ever, anytime I'm there. But he wasn't 100% sure if that was true. Pasuk Yudches, Vayomer lo, gam ani navi kamocha. He says, I'm also a Navi, just like you. You're a Navi, I'm a Navi. He was a Navi Sheker, right? Umalach diber elai bidvar Hashem, lemor. I also got a nevuah. And what was my nevuah? My nevuah was, Hashiveu itcha el beisecha, that I'm supposed to come get you and invite you back to my home. V'yochalecha v'yesh mayim kicheshlo. But he was lying to him. This was a lie. He was a Navi Sheker. He was making this up. But he told him, I'm also a Navi, and I got a nevuah that you're supposed to come back with me and eat and drink. Now, the real Navi was a little naive. And he hears this. The guy says he's a Navi. He says he got a nevuah, I'm supposed to come back. He says that the two Yisurim that the Malach gave you, you're misunderstanding them. You're being too machmir. Really, you're misinterpreting them, and you could be lenient. And he says, you know what? Maybe the guy's right. So what does he do? So he goes back to Beisel. And he eats and he drinks with him. Now they're both sitting and eating and drinking. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in the Nevuah. And he speaks to him. Okay, now it's a question here. Who got the Nevuah? Right? Who got the Nevuah? Here the Pasuk says, LaNavi Asher Heshivo, which sounds like the one who got the Nevuah was the Navi Sheker here. The Navi Sheker got the Nevuah. Okay? Why did the Navi Sheker get the Nevuah? So the Radak says, because the real Navi had just sinned. The real Navi just violated the instructions of the Malach. So he lost the ability for the time being to get Nevuah. So that's why this Nevuah had to go to the Navi Sheker. It wasn't a real Navi, but this Nevuah had to go to him. And Rashi points out that even the Navi Sheker, who was not on such a high Madrega, he was able to get Nevuah. Rashi says, you see that eating and drinking can even put a person in a right mind frame to get Nevuah, if it's done in the right way, to get Nevuah, even for a Navi Sheker, that he could get Nevuah. And what was the Nevuah? Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayikro Elisha Elokim HaShibam Yehuda Lemor, Ko Amar Hashem, so he calls out to the Navi who came from Yehuda, the real Navi, Ko Amar Hashem, Yan Ki Morisa Pi Hashem, Lo Shamartes HaMitzvah Shetzivcha Hashem Elokecha. You rebelled against Hashem. You didn't listen to the instructions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Chav Beis, Vatoshav, Vatocha Lechem, Vateisht Mayim, Vamakom Asher Diber Eilecha, Al Tocha Lechem, Ve'al Teisht Mayim. You went back and ate and drank in the place where we told you not to, and you did it anyway. Lo Savo Nivloscha El Kever Avosech. Ooh. He says, your Nevela, your corpse will not be buried with your kever avos. Now here, the Radak says, what the pshat here is that he's telling him, you're not going to make it home. Right? What does it mean he's not going to be buried on kever avos? You're not making it back to Yehuda. Right? You came on a mission. You received explicit instructions. You violated the instructions. You're going to die before you reach your house. He was lied to. It may have been a shogeg, but the expectation was that he was a Navi. He should have been a little bit more careful before he listened to this rock, right? That was the expectation. You know, he, and especially him, he should have asked for a mofe, so do something to verify that this guy is actually knows what he's talking about, and it wasn't just lying to him, which he was, right? So it's true, but you know the guy lied to him, but at the same time, you have to be on your game. It's a good question. Presumably, maybe there was some jealousy, because if he was a Navi Sheker, that means he was always trying to be a Navi, but he wasn't actually successful at ever reaching that madrega of being a Navi. So it could be there was the jealousy here, that here this Navi came with his big Nevuah, this whole big grand episode with Yeravam and the Mizbeach splitting and the Mofes and the arm, and he was jealous. So maybe there's some jealousy there, number one. Number two, you know, maybe he wanted to, it could be that he wanted to maybe like punish him or something like that, you know, for how do you give such a Nevuah? You know, so he, maybe it could be that the Navi Sheker even knew that he would get punished for coming back with him. So he was trying to trap him. He was trying to ensnare him, which he did in the end. You know, again, what does he gain from that? I don't know what he gains, but maybe that's part of what happened here. Interesting, he calls it Nivlascha. Why is he calling it his Nivlascha? Usually Nevela is something we use for like an animal carcass. So he says it could be that all corpses are called Nevela to some degree, or maybe his corpse will just be left like on the side of the road, like a Nevela. So we'll see. The end of the parak is a little bit of a gruesome description of what happens to him, but Amir Hashem, we'll stop here for tonight. Amir Hashem, next week we'll learn what happens, the tragic ending of this Navi. Again, started out the parak with a tragedy for Yeravam, and then kind of the tables are turned. Now this Navi meets his tragic end. Okay. Shkoyach. Thank you for joining. Thank you.